As Warren Huntley joins us to preview the program. How are things, Warren?
Very good, thanks, Nat.
We've got eight races this afternoon. What did you make of the meeting?
Just a modest type of meeting, maybe a little bit of a highlight in the middle of the day. Raspy Rose looks like she might be destined to contest some better races. And as always, when the bulk of the program's the 58s and the 64s, probably the horses with a bit of upside are likely to come through the maidens early in the day.
Okay, let's have a look at race number one here, and this is an 1106 metre race for the three-year-old fillies. Take out 7 and 8. We've got number one, Benella, at 7, 360 Cath's Village, down to $7 both Dashing Dot and Do It for Dotty. You're looking at the favourite Seductive Miss at $3.10.
Probably Do It for Dotty's trialled up really nicely now. So I think that's attractive odds around about the $7 each way. First up, the most recent jump out was the quickest of the morning and was seemed to have a little bit in hand, and I think she can ride the speed, which is not a disadvantage on a firm enough track at Benella, and give a good sight. Number 5, Do It for Dotty. Ahead of 10, Seductive Miss, who's also trialled up nicely to resume here. 2, Cats Village, has got the benefit of recent racing under her belt and has run well in a couple of good races behind horses with a bit of upside, particularly Easy Beast, who went to Morfordville and won. And I might be looking the omen bet of the day, Benella at Benella in the first. Although it's spelt differently, if it wins, we'd probably be kicking ourselves. 5, 10, 2, and 1.
5, 10, 2, 1 in the opener. Race 2, Maiden, 1106. You can take out 3, 4, and also 10. Number 1, Grands at $3.90. Then you're down to Holy Diamond, the 7, who's only had one start and was placed on debut at $2.50. Oceana Warhorse is at $5.50. Our cashier at $7.
Going with the favourite, Holy Diamond here, Nance. I thought rode the speed and battled on pretty well on debut. Better for the experience. And I'm going to go with 7 ahead of 11, Red Devil. The winters go on here, and from that barrier, I wouldn't be surprised to see Red Devil sit a lot closer than we saw on debut. And that was a strong race, and even back in the field was running good late sectional. So over the odds for me, 7 Red Devil with a gear change and a favourable barrier draw. 1 Grande has run well in 2 runs this preparation and would be close to peak fitness. And 8 Oceana Warhorse, another one who gets a little gear change after an encouraging enough debut and certainly trialled up well going into that. 7, 11, 1 and 8.
So we go 7, 11, 1 and 8 the second. The third race, take out runners 4, 7, 11, 13, 14. Here we've got the 8, Countino at $4.80. Now I'm a Man at $2.90. Your favourite is Prince of Iran at $2.25.
They've been fluctuating favourites during the week, during the morning, Nard. But I'm with Prince of Iran. I thought that debut run from back in the field in a race that was dominated closer to the speed was terrific. 1,600 metres looks ideal. I'm with 12. Head of 10, now I'm a Man, who's had a bit more race experience. But I also think that last start beyond Captain Jimmy was a solid performance. And Jimmy went on to win again at Sale, so that form's holding up through that race. 8, Catino was also solid enough right through the line on debut. Looks like 1,600 metres and beyond will be a positive. And I thought the race fell away after that. 2, Captain Arendo, second start for the Galagotas camp, probably did enough on debut. 12, 10, 8 and 2.
12, 10, 8 and 2 in the third event. We go over to race 4. Here you can take out 5, 13, 14, 15. 1 Artisano at $4.20. Then you're down to $6.50 Ryan's Fender. Cerebellum at $7.50. Lemon Splice at $6.50. And Tina Turbin at $4.60.
Not a lot of confidence here, Nard. Artisano has now had the run in the distance range last start for the Weir Stable. Getting deep into a preparation should be really hard and quick now. The blinkers have gone on recently. So maybe today could be the day for Artisano. 12 Tina Turbin really appreciated getting out for this trip and gave a good sight last start, so probably ride the speed again here and prove hard to run down. 8, Ryan's Fender was much improved getting up that little bit into second go. I think this is a nice option for Ryan's Fender, and very forgiving at first three legs, capable of improving at big odds. Nards was a terrific chance going into a race last week and just got shut out of that race and basically eased up, so very forgiving at that. The previous run was very good, so might be going around over the odds, and the fact that Shane Nichols is back first three legs up that quickly tells me that there was no issue last week. 1, 12, 8 and 7.
1, 12, 8 and 7. That takes us halfway through the program at Benella today. This is Winners on RSN 927. It's 26 past 10. We'll take a break and come back and look at the quaddie legs.
Absolutely spring racing. RSN 927.
Another great racing downpour for Ace Gutters. 1976, maybe the wettest Melbourne Cup ever. Before the Cup, a deluge ripped across Melbourne, blacking out suburbs and dumping an inch of rain. jockey Bob Skelton was able to steer wet tracker Vanderhum through the slush.
Vanderhum was holding Golden Black at bay, and Vanderhum was going to win the cup.
A great racing downpour for Ace Gutters. Australian made and owned for over 60 years. Call 9586 4888 or see acegutters.com.au.
Craigieburn, one of Melbourne's fastest growing regions, where new homes are popping up almost overnight. At the heart, Craigieburn Sporting Club, home of the Craigieburn Wilmot Golf Club, Fairways Bistro, the Sports Bar, Sporties Club Rewards, and the Tab. Craigieburn is the club that locals love 7 days and nights a week. So come in and say hello. Craigieburn Sporting Club, forever by the people, for the people.
Winners is brought to you by TAB's Multiplier. Multiply your winnings once a day, every day. Gamble responsibly.
You're listening to Winners with Nadia Horn on RSN 927.
And it's 28 past 10 on this Tuesday edition of Winners. We're halfway through the program at Benalla today with Warren Huntley. We're now up to the quaddie legs, race 5 being the first of those over the 12.06, and you can take out runners 7 and 8. Now, the main ones in the market are the 1 Canelo at 7, Stella the Boss at 8, Gun Island at 5.50, Just a Dreamer at 7.50, and Warren, we've got this horse who won on debut, Raspberry Rose, who has come up an odds-on favourite at $1.85.
Plenty of black odds were available earlier now. Hopefully there's a little bit less background noise. Apologies for that first half of the preview. I'm with Raspberry Rose, though, now. Hopefully she gets out to a bit better price as we get closer to the race. But the time she ran and the way she did it on debut was just the manner of a horse that can go on to better races. Obviously, you want to see them come out and do it twice. I understand that theory, but, gee, she was dominant. There was an expectation that she'd go there and run well, and I think she can take that step up, which is not an easy thing to do here, and particularly against some older horses. But I'm keen on her. I think she's got plenty of upside. I think Gun Island coming back in distance is a positive. Been tried a number of times now at 1,400 metres and just doesn't look to run it right out. 5, Just a Dreamer should be just about close to peak fitness now, and 1, Canelo gets the tongue tie on and will be riding the speed. Covered ground behind Princeton Spirit last start, and that was a good form race and a strong race at Moonee Valley. 9, 3, 5, and 1.
9, 3, 5, and 1. We look at race 6 now. This is a 58 over 11.06. Take out runners 2 and 9. The 1, Ben Bader, who's first up at 5.50. 3, Cafu, who's racing quite consistently at 2.80, the favourite. Down to the 4, Costa Stock, who comes off a last start win at 3.80. Tradies Tea Break at 7, 8.50 for Grey Strike, and then you've got Celestial Century at $9.
I think the chances are at the top of the weights here now. I'm going to go with Costa Stock, who took a while to break through, but just been learning his craft and settling that a little bit better, and just might tactically be able to make Cafu do a little bit of work here. I'm going to go with 4 ahead of 3, Cafu, who, as you said, is racing well and consistently. Just maybe the draw could be a little bit awkward, but if he offsets it quickly, he might be able to control the race. 1, Ben Bader, strolled up quite nicely to resume here, and 5, Tradies Tea Break, the other one on the fresh side, but probably gets back in the field from an inside draw. Be look for a little bit of a strong run late. I think 4, 3, and 1 are the key numbers. 4, 3, 1, 5.
Okay, the 7th race, take out runners 2, 3, and 10. We've got number 1, Pony Montana at 6, 7.50, Roxetta, 4.80, I'm Peter, Hard Spark is at $2.80. Well, it's halved its earlier quote, the 9, Ecology. It's now to $5.
Not surprised there's been some money for Ecology. I think it's been running well without much luck in races with a bit of depth. I'm tipping Hard Spark, but I certainly couldn't back her at that price. She's going to ride the speed and give a good sight, as she does invariably, but 2 wins from 27 and $2.80 the price. It's a little bit hard to chime into, but I think she's got a terrific chance of winning. Just couldn't back her. Head of 5, Roxetta. He'll be off the speed, but he'll be strong late. He's a bit of a dope, pardon the expression, but he has got ability, and he'll build into the race and be strong through the line. 9, Ecology. I'm not surprised she's trimmed up as the morning's gone on. She can come across from that wider barrier and gets in pretty well at the weights with a claim. And 6, on Peter, next best for me. 7, 5, 9, 6.
7, 5, 9, and 6 in race 7. We go over to the 8th event over 1606. Take out runners 6, 9, 10, and also 13. Number 1, Defies at 5.50. Get Your Kicks at 3.70. Little Red Devils at 7.50. Riverina Explorer, the current favourite off of a recent win at 3.60. Bubba's Cool at 9, and the others are at longer odds.
And that win for Riverina Explorer was a solid enough performance. Relatively recent addition to the Hayes and Dabney Yard. I'm going to go with 5. Ahead of 3, Get Your Kicks, who just is drawn to settle just off the speed. I think that's when he's best, not when he's exposed too early and he can have a bit of chasing to do late. I think the race sets up okay for him to do that. 1-5, really appreciated getting out to this trip last start. Obviously a tougher assignment, but only goes to the 58th grade following that maiden win. And 7, Bubba's Call, next best for me, but I do think the race falls away a bit. 5-3-1-7.
5-3-1-7. And what about a best Ruffy Quaddy and also your player of the day?
Hoping for some black odds about race 5, number 9, Raspberry Rose. Naza, I think she might be the horse with the most upside to come out of the meeting. A little bit of value early with race 1, number 5, Do It for Dotty. For the Quaddy, first leg 3-9, second leg 1-3-4-5, third leg 5-6-7-9, and home with numbers 1-3-5. I'm going to play a running double through races 1 and 2. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a bit of a split in the running double in the first two races. First leg numbers 2, 5 and 10. Second leg numbers 1, 7 and 11.
Sounds great. Good on you, Warren. Thank you.
Thanks, Nath.
Warren Huntley, who will join us later on the program as we talk track work from Flemington this morning with the Big Breakfast with the Stars program. It's now 27 to 11.